Both Democrats and Republicans were among the 12 representatives voting against the GMO labeling bill, citing concerns from its cost of enforcement to its constitutionality. One of the nay votes came from Republican Guy Comtois, a farm stand owner himself. He says the labeling question is really a federal one.
If the internet wasn't here, I would have more of a conflict with this bill, but I know that the folks can find out what they need to find out. They usually already know.
An amendment to the bill would have created a trigger, requiring four other northeastern states to adopt labeling laws before it took effect. Connecticut already has such a law. The measure's supporters say they'll try to revive it once it hits the floor of the House of Representatives, where they hope to find more support. But even if it cleared that hurdle, the chances in the Republican-dominated Senate for what critics have characterized as a mandate on business are uncertain at best. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.